sitting at a table in the back of a small Brazilian bar. The man could see her. Waiter approached her, he filled his jaw with sangria. But that was just the corner of his eye, cause really on the other side is where his gaze was affixed. Although the bar was crowded, through the maze he had glimpsed a woman so endowed with beauty, her name remained on his lips. Long after a dumbfounded waiter aided his quest and carefully pronounced her lovely name with success, it was unmistakably pressed even in his clouded mind. So we gave him a tip when he paid for his drink and quickly shifted his gaze back to that lady that messed with his head and heart so much so soon. It's crazy, he said, but couldn't take his eyes off this tastefully dressed woman shaking the hips. The man was way in the grips of attraction, and after asking the waiter for her name, it stayed on his brain, then came in the strains of bossa nova. And suddenly he arose and sauntered over. Perhaps his confidence a consequence of being not quite sober. Regardless, he tried his hardest to look cool as he approached her. And as he got closer, his heart began to beat in overtime. But not about to stop, he thought he'd at least go the 9 further feet and greet this heat-seeking temptress. In an attempt to impress this girl and spark her interest, he twirled and raised his instep. Cocked his hip and got a grip on the hands of his princess. At first they danced in jest, but then the room got smaller and the tune got louder. Though they knew that all, the crowd was still around them. Looked for horizon, he found them. Then put his lips to her ear and like a fountain poured out a mountain of mixed metaphors as they continued on with their somber-esque pedophores. And this was his game, he whispered a name and told her how she blissfully came right into his life that very night. And that from then on every sight, no matter how majestic, never might approach the strong and steady light she radiated. And in comparison they just seemed pale and faded. Well, after hearing such endearing words, she nearly fainted, but before she swooned, he guided her outside into the light of the moon. Their eyes and hands met before too soon, and as they listened to cicadas sing syncopations against that bossa nova tune, they inhaled the sweet aroma of a night in early May. Surely they were rushing into things he heard her say, but he was mistaken, for suddenly she came closer, a move she was making. His body froze at first, but then awakened with an aching sense of desire, her body against his, feeling just like fire. And once again the entire world disappeared as they shared a moment of sublime solitude. Alone together, their lips met, their hips met, and each of them wondered how deep could a kiss get. They searched for the answer to that question by stretching their conception of time and space through their divine embrace. They sought a finer place, and as he looked up into a smiling face, he was overcome by emotion up his spine at race at a wild pace. Stronger than the oldest bottle of wine could taste, it felt as if with this kiss to eternal bliss he had signed his fate.